hello there, and welcome to another edition of Chamber Chat. We've got two guests in studio tonight, and we're going to get to them momentarily. They're junior ambassadors, part of the Chamber Board of Directors, the Chamber team, we like to say. They help out at a lot of the different events that we do, so we want to talk to them, get to know them. We appreciate that. There's a chance to win some scholarship money, too, as possible. What are you doing, Cameron? Okay, there you go. Cameron is my co-host tonight. Cameron Bartlett, full of words as always. I can't go any further. Jordan Jackson, that hat, and you can't really defend yourself because you're not mic'd up. But that, I mean, I don't understand your parents, whoever let you out of the house with that hat on.
It is cold outside.
Okay. It's
not that cold.
Actually, you're dressed like you're going to go ice fishing in Siberia with that hat.
It's like an Eskimo.
Okay. Yeah. At school, it's very explainable.
Okay, you gotta stop talking. You're not mic'd. We gotta give you a chance. I'll tell you what, we'll throw the mic at the end of the episode and let you defend yourself. I want to tell you this too. So here's what I'm willing to do. If you will bring us in and introduce an episode, I am going to take you off go home song probation. We're gonna forget. Don't talk because there's not a mic in front of you. Don't. But here, you gotta stop doing that. But here's the thing. I will take you off go home probation. We will forget the Copacabana Gate ever happened, and we will let you pick a go-home song. Cameron, you got the go-home song tonight, so go ahead and start thinking about it. You don't, why can't you pick a go-home song? You like all kinds of music. Why can't you pick a go-home song?
Start looking.
I like Blackout, so I don't know, like... Gavin, you got it.
Your phone's right in front of you.
Just I guess, you know what? I guess I will pick the go-home. I'm not letting you do it until you bring us in, though, so you're on go-home probation. And the reason being is, unless you're 78 years old, you would never know the song that he picked called Copacabana many episodes ago. I bring it up a lot because, number one, I love messing with Jordan Jackson. Number two, that was the worst go-home song ever picked, you know, on this podcast. So, there you go. Nicholas Robinson Jackson Reardon, welcome to the show. First time here. It's great to have you. Jackson, you dressed up for the occasion. You like you're about to audition for a Disney show. I like it. The hair, everything's looking good. I like that. Good look. Did you think that you had to dress up tonight a little bit?
I mean, it's
dress
a
for
chamber,
success.
It's a chamber event.
That's true. That's true.
And so you know, the last one, me and Nicholas actually went to it. It was the Munch and Mingle.
Okay, so I was sick. How was that? I missed that. I didn't get to do my normal have a good time and mess with Cameron, even though if I do, I owe you lemonade, right? Is that, yeah.
Okay. Well, she was a little late, actually. So was Gab.
No.
And Jordan.
Cameron was late? No.
All three of them were.
Okay. No. Hey. Cameron,
no.
Hey.
Cameron was late.
Why are you calling us out?
So they were late. That's not good. Y'all were there before them, and they were kind of helping out, weren't they?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so when we got there, me and Nicholas and my sister and another guy, we set up this
Gus actually
this
did
banner.
Work. Was Gavin late?
Yeah.
Gavin's
all three of them were. Wow. All three of them were.
Wow. Gavin? Gavin's like, usually if an event starts at 5, he gets there like at noon. I mean, he's like really never that late. Does that not, I mean, that's, he's shaking his head. That's, wow, Gavin was late. I mean, I get Cameron. And Jordan, they let you in the doors with that hat on? No? Okay, you can't just stop talking. You can't answer yourself with it. You got no mic. I get to make fun of Jordan, and he has no mic. This is great. So, what did you think about Munch and Mingle? Was that your first one y'all have been to?
Yeah, it was mine at least.
Okay,
it was mine too. So,
how was that?
It was a lot of fun. I mean, I'll let Nicholas talk about it.
You know, we did a lot of mingling. We actually got.
What was that? You said you did a lot of mingling. Is that what you said?
Oh well, it's called a Munch and Mingle.
Yeah, sure,
and
sure.
We did a lot of talking. I know that I went around and played the little game that they had where we went to different tables, talked to different community leaders.
So I'm glad you said this. It's like if you've never been to the Munch and Mingle, we have them quarterly. So if you're listening, the next time you hear about one, it's a good time. We have food there, and it's kind of you get to munch and hang out. Of course, that's the food part, the munch part. Then you get to mingle and learn about the different businesses and people's businesses. They do the speed dating. It's kind of you go from table to table.
Yeah.
Like I said, I was sick. I hate that I missed it. It's the first mingle, munch and mingle, I should say, that I've missed in a while. So I'm glad that y'all got to be a part of that.
It was fun.
What got y'all wanting to be junior ambassadors? A lot of responsibility here. So what got you, you know, take your time, either one of you, what got you excited and wanted to do it?
You know, I'll be honest. I was
no, hold on, first of all, always be honest. Don't lie to me. You don't have to lie to me. Be honest.
So, I'll be honest. I was at the Christmas tree lighting. I just had to start it off with that. I was at the Christmas tree lighting, and one of the people from the chamber actually walked up to me and said, hey, you should be a junior ambassador.
Do you remember who it was?
I don't remember who it was.
Was it me? I was there.
It was not you.
I was on stage.
That's why it wasn't you.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
But yeah, I was helping them out at the end, set it up, and it was like, hey, you should talk to Catherine and be a junior ambassador because I did some really good work. I was there originally with the student council, this being Frosty the Snowman. And
you were Frosty the Snowman?
Yeah, I was Frosty. Had to take 1,000 photos, but it was pretty fun.
People love Frosty this time of year, or that time of year, I should say. Not so much now.
They do. I got swarmed one time.
So helping out kind of got you kind of involved in it. Want to be a part of
it. Yeah, that's most definitely got me involved. I think being with the student council is one of the main reasons I'm even here today, because if I wasn't with the student council at Hughtown, then I wouldn't even be here. So I think that's really how I got involved with the junior ambassador program.
Because the chamber, we're recording live from the events now, so we were there that night. And I talked to several people that were present on the scene. So you were around us when we were recording?
Yes, I was around you.
Did you want to be on air?
I just didn't have the chance to. I had to go get ready, get set up.
Right.
But it was interesting watching you interview some of my...
Thank you. How did I do on a scale of 1 to 10? I know it's a 10, but just tell me the truth.
10? Eight.
Eight, really? Wow. Well, we're going to turn his mic off now, and we'll be talking to Jackson. No, it was great. Listen, we love being a part of that. That's awesome, and to get out and talk to people. And doing shows like that live, it's like we're in the studio here, but you got people around you. There's a different kind of adrenaline. Yeah. It's a different feel. I love it. It's awesome. So, Jackson, what about you? How did you get started in this?
Well, I did the Supper with Santa, also with the student council.
Supper with Santa, always he likes to eat.
Yeah, and there was a lot of people there. I was rushing around, giving people foods, giving people drinks and all that. And I had a lot of fun, and a lot of the people that were on the
chamber.
Yeah, they're in the chamber. Yeah. They were like, "Hey, you should join be a junior ambassador." I was like, "I mean, I'll think about it cuz, you know, at first,
don't commit too quick. Make them work. Make them sweat a little bit. Always think about it. Don't ever go, yes, I would love to do this.
Well, because for student, I'm in the student council as well, just like Nicholas at Hughtown High School, and I never wanted to be in it anyway. Not a big politics guy.
Well, that was my next question, but go ahead and finish your comment there.
Our assistant principal was like, "You're going to be in the student council. You're like," she thought I was a good leader and all that. I was just like, you know, fine.
Okay, all right.
And so I did it. And it was kind of the same process with being a junior ambassador. My sister did it, and my mom was like, "You should do it too." And I was just like, "Okay, I'll do it." And so I went ahead and did it. Just talked to Miss Catherine and got meeting done, and now I'm a junior ambassador.
So, city council, do either one of you like go into the politic kind of world? Is that something you would look into?
No. You know, really. I personally thought about it. I do have aspirations to do that in the future, but I really don't know what I want to do when I grow up. It's just like a mixture of a lot of things, so I'm just really trying to figure out what I really want to do. But being a leader and being involved within the school leadership, I think, is a stepping stone into that. So I'm just trying to see how it is, see what kind of leader I want to be. So,
You think that people your age should be able to vote?
You think
they should knock it down to 16?
No.
Okay,
that's
interesting, because a lot of people would say yes. But why do you think no?
Because certain parties want
take your time.
More voters.
Yeah,
doesn't matter what party it is.
Yeah.
Because most of the time the kids fall in line with the political values of their parents or their guardian.
So you're saying at that age you're not really thinking for yourself yet. You're going to follow the lead of your parents or the people that you live with or maybe your close friends, so you're not going to make a decision based off what you think. You're going to follow somebody.
Exactly.
Okay, that's a good point.
Most kids these eight nowadays are more like followers instead of like critical thinkers and doing your research and finding like the actual problems and making a actual unique thought for yourself.
Okay,
that's why I don't think
What have y'all? What have y'all got out of city council? Not city council, student council. And there's a city council meeting tonight. That's what I'm thinking. Yeah, crossing it out there. What have y'all got out of being in the student council? What do you think it's helped you? Has it helped you?
You know, it personally have helped me get to know so many people that I wouldn't have been able to know personally. And, I love volunteering. I love helping people in the community. So I think with student council, it has given me the opportunity to do that. And it's just, I just think it's helping me become a better leader, because in the future, I do have aspirations to be a leader. So I think that's really just helping me form me the what kind of leader I want to be, like I said earlier.
Okay. How about you, Jason?
And, I mean, with me, it's also helped me because I've, of course, been able to be a junior ambassador and meet a bunch of people that I'm very grateful to meet. And, you know, I've gotten a lot of experience just being a junior ambassador for not very long. But with student council, it's kind of hard to work with other people your age because it's all student run.
There's no teachers involved.
And not a whole lot. The only part when teachers are involved is, you know, with personal conflicts.
Sure.
Or decisions that have to be made or that have to go through them. But all the minor stuff and things we want to get done, that's all student run. All the things we want to do, that's all up to the students.
Do y'all find it easy to work together in that group, or you think it's challenging sometimes?
Personally, I don't, because not a lot of people ask questions. It's just like, oh yeah, I want to do this, I want to do that. And not a lot of people, you know.
So you don't, unfortunately, you probably don't get a lot of things accomplished because nobody's asking questions or trying to lead. Do you have a leader that somebody, do you see yourself, or do you have somebody stepping up in that role to lead the student council?
I personally think we have a great leader. We have a great president, but it's up to us to get things done. And if we don't do anything, things will not get done. And I just think that, what Jackson was saying, we suggest something and we disagree on it, and there's no debate, no talk about it.
Yeah.
It's just that we agree on it. So a lot of things does not get done. I won't say does not get done. But I think that we need, I think we have a good leader, but I think that we need to do more things as the student council because we haven't did very many things.
Okay.
Yeah, not a whole lot. Needs to have more conformity. It's more like, they want to go on a field trip just because they want to get out of school, not for some, like not for an actual cause, not for, like, you know, an educational purpose.
Well, I was like that, too. In fact, yeah. As an adult, I still want to go to a field trip to get out of work. So if anybody's offering maybe, I don't know.
Personally, I'd rather not miss school because I missed 2 days of school and missed 3 units in math class.
Wow.
And it took me a whole week to catch back up.
I did the exact same thing.
Okay, Cameron.
Oh, my gosh. Math is scary.
We're both in the same math class.
Well, see, y'all could help each other. I mean, come on. I mean, it's who's smart at math, Cameron or Jackson?
Jackson.
And Cameron was quick to throw that out there. Didn't have to think about it.
You're actually asking questions. I'm sitting there sulking.
Well, because if you don't ask questions, you're never going
to
know.
There you go. You got to ask to learn, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. I'll ask my friends because I'm more comfortable with that.
If you're afraid to ask questions, you're never going to know anything.
That's so scary.
Student council, junior ambassador, you've got all these things, and hopefully this is all working toward college, right? I mean, you want this on your resume. It's a very competitive field. So we'll start with you, Nicholas. Where do you want to go to school at?
You know,
your dream school.
My dream school? I don't have a dream school, to be honest.
Wow, you know, really?
You know, I have a couple colleges that I'm interested in. I'm a big wrestling fan, and I'm a wrestler.
Like professional? Like WrestleMania?
No. Okay. Folkstyle wrestling. Folkstyle wrestling.
The Rock.
And, yeah, I wrestled at the high school, and my dream school for wrestling is either Penn State or Rutgers, and those are kind of two unknown colleges.
Wow, those are two really cold places. You know that, right? You're going to be up north. You're going to really be cold.
Yeah. You know you're going to have to take the SAT as well and pay out-of-state tuition.
But
if you're good enough, scholarship, right?
True. Yes, if I'm good enough, so... Which I am. I have a lot of time to develop. So those are my two dream schools in the coordinates of wrestling. But I really don't have a dream school or a school that I'm really interested in going to. I'm really just putting it off until it comes because I have a long time. So
your dream schools are Penn State and Rutgers. But what's a school that's more – I mean, I'm not saying you can't go there. You know,
yeah.
Don't always chase your dreams.
Yeah.
But what's that school that's like, okay, I'm not going to go to Penn State. I'm not going to Rutgers. But this is attainable. I could do this and do it quickly. Is it a school that's in state? Is there a good wrestling school in state? I don't know. I don't know enough about high school
wrestling. If there's a wrestling school in Alabama, I would definitely go.
Most of it's a Midwest, Northeast kind of thing, wrestling,
yeah,
right?
But we have lower colleges like Montevallo and Hudson College in Montgomery.
Montevallo's a cool place to live. Good school.
Yeah. But we have those colleges. I think those are very attainable for me to be able to get into. But I really have big aspirations, and I want to be on the D1 level, of course. But if all goes wrong, I'm pretty sure I'll be able to get into Alabama. I got really good grades, and
okay.
I think with the thing I'm doing, the things I'm doing right now, it'll be very attainable to do that.
Okay, Jax, what about you? What's the dream school?
Well, I mean, I'm a junior, and you know,
you got time.
It's getting close. It's coming up fast. Yeah. I'm about to be a senior in August this year, and
that's Cameron Kreis.
And it's coming up fast. I have three main colleges: Samford University, Auburn, and Alabama.
One of those are fantastic.
I'm assuming Alabama.
No, Auburn, right?
If you missed that, we just high fives around. I did a little fist bump with Cameron. Okay, but seriously, all three of those schools would be great to go to.
Yes. You know? Well, I really want to go for music.
Yeah.
I'm in the band at the high school.
What instrument do you play?
I play percussion, drums.
All right.
And, you know, I'm first chair in our band, section leader.
How many chairs are there?
It depends on how many people are there.
All right.
So if you have 10 flutes, you have 10 chairs. So you have a first chair and a 10th chair.
Okay.
And all the others in between.
You know, it's funny. People talk about, like, there's a lot that goes into high school football. People start in August. But I think people underestimate how hard people in the band work during that same time frame. Y'all have to get ready. You have to learn your thing. You have to perform every game, just like the football players.
Yeah, unless it's in Mobile.
Then you get to make the trip to Mobile.
Well, I mean, we made the last two.
Yeah.
The McGill Toulon 2 years ago and Theodore last year.
Yeah.
Thankfully, we made those.
I do a lot of high school football on the radio, so I sell a lot of bands. In the Homewood band, there's like 450 people in that band. In fact, there's more people that live in Homewood than actually, or more people in that band than live in Homewood. It's crazy. It's so many people.
That is wild.
Yeah. They're actually going to Ireland. In a few weeks, I think, to perform.
Have 450 people.
I mean,
it's
huge. Their whole I can't make this up. If you've been to a Homewood game, you would know this. I mean, I'm sure you've seen it. Their band is huge, but the Hootown band's great too. I mean, y'all did a good job. Y'all performed. Why are you laughing there, Nicholas? When I said that, I said the Hootown band's great, and Nicholas goes, "Yeah."
You had to put in. It's great too, but. you said it kind of like sarcastically.
Yeah. No, I mean, I've seen.
I mean, Homewood's band is better than our band. Our band's good, but Homewood's band's better. So.
Well, I think it all depends on how you're looking at it. I mean, Homewood band's been around. They played in the Rose Bowl. They've been to Macy's. There's money. It's more important to be in the band than actually play football at Homewood, probably. Yeah. But Hueytown's has a great tradition. Their band's been fantastic for years. They've played at our events. So, I mean, I'm a Gopher band fan, so keep up the good work. We got a lot of events coming up. Hopefully, I can make all. Is there any event that you're like really looking forward to as a junior ambassador?
I mean, I'm trying to go to every single one that I can.
Okay.
That I can possibly go to. I mean, the next event that I've been told is the
Awards Banquet. Is it the Awards Banquet?
I thought it was the Easter egg.
We're not going to be able to go to that because we have a spring formal. On the same exact
I don't even want to get started on the spring formal.
Well, we won't get into that very much. But we know that in the Easter egg drop, it's all in the same.
That's
month.
Actually what I'm looking
for. The next
to.
Meeting coming up. That's what I was thinking.
Okay.
Of, the 27th.
Right. Okay. The 27th. That's what I'm thinking. All right. Cool.
That's but, yeah. The next one that I've.
Oh
that we've
yeah, the city council meeting. Yeah. I'm looking forward to that and the Easter egg drop.
Easter egg drop is a lot of fun. Is a lot of fun. Yeah. When you go to these, is there anything like as a junior ambassador, like if like you've been to a couple of them, is there something like you really want to work on or work with at an event? Like if Catherine comes up to you and goes, okay, today I need you to, what would you want it to be?
I don't care. I mean, every time we're not doing anything, I go to be like, hey, is there anything else we can help with?
That's a good attitude to have.
I mean, I don't like going to these events and then sitting down and doing nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, like I want to do something because I could, if I'm going to do nothing here, I could have saved the gas and sat in my bed at home.
Well, we'll see. I'll give you some advice from Gavin here. Gavin just started going to events and actually getting there before anybody else got there, staying late. And are you the youngest member of the Hueytown Art Council? I mean, he's on the board of the Hueytown Art Council. And now he's like, I'll keep telling the story, but when y'all were there for our monthly meeting, no, our planning meeting in January, there's 35 people in there. Gavin walks in. The whole chamber turns around. Acts like he's in a boy band. Starts, Chad! Woo! I mean, Cameron, did they do that for you?
No. The girls were just like, oh, our little Cammy.
So the advice here, though, is watch what Gavin did. Get involved in it, man. Y'all need to really appreciate this. You're going to learn a lot for the next several months being a junior ambassador. You're going to work with some great people. You're going to help out these events. And listen, we greatly appreciate y'all doing this. It's awesome. And again, what you said, when you go to these events, ask people, how can I help? And if you get to where you're not doing anything, find somebody. There's always something to do. I mean, yeah. You help. You need to, one of y'all need to at least have an event where y'all help me on stage. I usually Gavin that does that for me. What was it? The City Fest. Pretty much with me, you know, what were we doing? We're drawing names. He held it. And then he was with me pretty much the whole day. So listen, take every opportunity. You'll make a difference. Guarantee it. Well, we're going to play five questions. Now, these questions have no meaning. They make no sense. Whatever pops in my head. But you got to answer honestly, okay? And
I'll be honest.
I know you will, Jackson. I know you will.
Super duper honest.
Once we get done, Cameron, you're going to ask the fifth and final question. So I'm giving you time here.
For Thanks. Each person?
Huh?
Or?
No, I'll ask the question and y'all just take turns answering. We'll start with okay. Nicholas and go Jackson. How about that?
Okay,
cool. All right, here we go. First off, favorite Taylor Swift song?
I don't listen to Taylor Swift songs.
you gotta pick one. Favorite Taylor, because you know you've heard one. Favorite Taylor Swift song?
Does she have a song that's called Renegades or something? Not Renegades.
that's an album, I think.
I think that's an album. So I would say that's my favorite album.
She just won the Super Bowl. I mean,
she didn't win the Super Bowl.
She just won the Super Bowl.
Say that.
All right, Bad Bloop.
Huh?
I mean, Blop or Bloop. I don't know. That's I don't know. Blood. Bad Blood. That's a P right there.
That's Cameron helping you. So Bad Blood is
Bad
your...
Bad Blood.
Okay, there you go. Good
Bad
song.
Bad Blood is
good
my song. Favorite Taylor Swift.
Okay. Jackson? Because you know your girlfriend likes Taylor Swift, right?
No, she doesn't.
She's not,
more
really?
Of a country artist.
Okay, all right. Well, give me your favorite
I'm Taylor Swift. Well, she doesn't dislike Taylor Swift.
She's
she
not a Swifty, does, though.
She's... No. I wouldn't have a girlfriend.
You wouldn't. All right, favorite song?
I think it's called Cruel Summer.
Okay, that's it. That Cruel Summer is a good song.
I do like yeah, that. I'd hear it all the time.
Great. And you know, Chief fans right now are celebrating her Super Bowl win. It's fantastic.
It's not her win.
The Super Bowl.
She didn't win anything.
She didn't put on them pads.
Just because she's dating a player doesn't mean she won the Super Bowl.
Favorite cereal?
My favorite cereal
This
is
important, Jamie. This is
Lucky
really
Charms.
Important.
Lucky Charms.
Okay, so I'm going to give you partial credit. I'll tell you why your answer is good and bad in a second.
Is it bad?
It's not bad. It's just, it could be better.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Ooh.
Sorry.
Okay, it's not bad.
What is that reaction
I
for?
Mean, well, cinnamon makes my tongue break out, so I can't like Cinnamon Toast, but it's not a bad cereal. I thought you were going to say something like Raisin Bran, because you're 114 years old.
Apple Jacks.
Cheerios, which, I mean, does Jasmine really like Cheerios, because she's the only person under the age of 71 that eats Cheerios. All right, so here's my problem with Lucky Charms. At one time, it was my favorite, one of my favorite cereals. But the moment they added the purple horseshoe, I was done.
Oh, why?
Yeah, exactly. Because you didn't need a purple horseshoe. It was just adding something to add it. I actually wrote General Mills and got a letter back. I was so angry.
You one of those people?
How old were you?
Huh? It was last year.
You barely. Do you even recognize? You recognize the purple horseshoe?
Oh, I saw it. I mean, I remember I was like 12 years. I was like about 13 years old. My mom bought it. She put the thing down, and I said, "What is this? It's a purple horse." I pushed the bowl to the middle of the table. I was done.
That is crazy.
Yeah, you know what? But it was great without it. You didn't need a purple horseshoe.
It's the same with it.
No, it's different.
All the marshmallows.
You know what? It makes the milk.
The exact same.
It makes it a little purple. Little purpley. I don't know if that's a word. And then it has a bad taste. It's terrible. Jordan, what are you laughing for?
Don't talk. You don't have a mic.
Exactly. And that hat's bad. All right. So that's pretty good. You know, you never know what you're going to get. We've had some worse answers with cereal.
Oh, definitely. Oh,
all right. By far.
What's the worst one?
Raisin Bran.
Raisin
Bran. It was between three. Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Honey Nut Cheerios, or
Nasty.
Honey Bunches of Oats.
Okay, my favorite cereal of all time, and I think it's proven.
Mine's Cookie Crisps.
Cookie Crisps is really good. It's my top five. But it's Fruity Pebbles. I love Fruity Pebbles.
Oh, yeah.
But you can't put a lot of milk in there. Because
I'm not
it's
a Fruity Pebbles fan.
You're not?
I'm not. All
right, next question.
All right, you're done. He's out of here.
We've gone
He's
on the cereal.
Banned.
We're
He's
on the
banned.
Cereal topic for too long.
It's great, great topic. Favorite month of the year?
I have to say
you
I have
just
to
took
March.
My question.
March or April.
Did I really?
March is...
You better hurry. You got two away.
You know, March is my birthday month.
Mine is too. Good.
And I think usually it's spring break around March time. So I think that's really my favorite month because it's just a chill month, and it's my birthday month. So.
In a radio survey, March was won the contest as most popular month of all months. Can you name the least popular? If you get this, you win absolutely nothing.
Probably October.
No, but I'll give you that show. Favorite month.
That's a hard one. I don't know why you would say March or April because it's humid and muggy.
Well, actually, not. You know, March, it's not got there. It's May chill. Is muggy. You know, but
March is really chill.
Yeah.
I like, I either like it really hot or really cold, even though I still complain.
Okay.
So either July or November.
Okay, so July or November. I like November better than July. What is what was the least popular month in the surveys?
It's probably going to be like a really weird one. It's not September because that's kind of when fall starts.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say August.
I'll give you a hint. It's one of the 12 months of the year.
Oh, wow.
That's your hint.
No kidding.
That's a fantastic hint.
Well, I know it's not.
You know it's not. October. Yeah, you know it's. Yeah.
So I have a 1 in 11 chance.
1 in 11 chance. It. But that was a great hint.
What did you ask me?
Lisa Kriegel here, ladies and gentlemen, walking in, president of the chamber, favorite month, and then, of course, the most least favorite month in a radio survey.
That's a lot.
Think about it.
Well, it can't be January, it can't be February, it can't be nothing with a major holiday, so it can't be December. I need a paper.
I'll give you a hint. There's a reason why people don't like it. There's a couple of reasons. Could be weather. If you're a guy, it could be a holiday that you dislike.
I don't understand you writing on the table.
Nicholas trying to help by
writing. April.
February. The weather's bad. It's rainy. It's cold. And, of course, Valentine's Day. If you're a guy, that means shell out money.
Oh,
there
so
you
yeah.
go. So you got to think about that. But yeah,
that makes sense. I only shelled out $20.
That's not bad. $20 is not bad. It could be worse. All right. My final question before I get to Cameron, even though I stole her question, which I'm happy about. That's fantastic.
Yay.
Are you a morning or night person and why?
I'm pretty sure I'm a morning person because at night I just fall asleep and sleep for most of the night. So I'll definitely say I'm a morning person because I can't stay asleep at night.
Okay.
Like I go to sleep at the most earliest time in the world at like 9 o'clock, and I usually want to stay up to like 12, but I just literally can't. So I have to say I'm a morning person.
Okay.
I have the most energy and yeah.
Okay. Good. How about you, Jackson?
I'd say I'm more of a night person. I mean, I like sleeping, and I mean, I play a lot of video games, and so I stay up late, you know, with the boys.
Sure.
Playing video games, and.
The boys is crazy.
But you know, I'm not that bad in the morning. If I get up on time and, you know, put some pep in my step, I mean, I'm good.
Okay. All right. So you can go both ways, but you know you prefer the night.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. All right. And the final question, Cameron Bartlett, my co-host, go ahead.
If you could just, like, travel anywhere, what country would you travel to?
That's a good one. I actually have a question for you two, actually, at the end.
Okay.
Oh, absolutely. We'd love it. Nobody ever asks us questions.
That's a new one.
That's awesome. I know she's going to struggle with this, but I'll be okay.
A favorite country
if you were to travel to anywhere, what country would you go to?
That's actually a pretty hard question. Probably, it's up to two. Probably Brazil or Mexico.
Why Brazil or Mexico? Both hot, very hot countries.
So Mexico,
closer to the equator.
Mexico, I would say, because I heard that it's very beautiful. Mexico, even though that,
it depends on what part of it is. It can be quite dangerous too this time of year.
Yeah, but yeah. I think it would just be interesting to go to Mexico and Brazil. I heard that they have some good water near them, so I just want to explore that aspect of it. So
okay, all right. So that's two. I wouldn't go Mexico, Brazil. I'd be all about some Brazil.
Brazil,
yeah. Jackson.
It's tough. I mean,
really tough.
In April, I think it is. My dad and both my uncles, one's his brother, and then the other one is his friend that I just call my uncle.
Okay.
Because, you know, he's been in my life since before I was born. He's, you know, been friends with my dad since, you know, he was like 5. And so I just call him my uncle. But I digress. They're going to Iceland.
Oh, okay.
And they're staying there for like 2 weeks.
Is it cold?
No, I think it's a little warm.
That's a good decent climate.
But yeah, they're going around the whole island. I mean, a volcano just erupted up there. It's gonna be, and my dad's a geologist and he's real into all that
really?
Stuff.
Really, mm-hmm. That's an interesting career.
And so He does more field work. He's more like an environmentalist.
Okay.
More.
Great.
That's kind of what he does more instead of being a geologist. But either Iceland or probably Iceland.
Okay. All right. So we got opposites of the spectrum. Brazil or Mexico or Iceland. Well, listen, Nicholas and Jackson, it's been great having you. Good luck. I know I've got you. Yeah. I know we're going to let you. I just want to say that we really appreciate the work that you've put in so far as a junior ambassador, and we are greatly appreciative as you continue, and hopefully you get something out of it. I know we will. So once again, thank you for tonight, and thank you for being a junior ambassador. This never happens. You have a question for us, me and Cameron.
Yeah.
Or Cameron and I. Yeah.
I was driving my stepdad's truck the other day. I'm trying to get to learn how to drive a truck. He has a big Ford F-250. Okay. I drive a small little Chevy Cobalt.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot different. But I asked him, I said, if you were to eat one food for the rest of your life, what would it be?
For me, it's pizza.
That's what I said.
Yeah, it's pizza. I love pizza. And most of it's gone by the time I get here, usually.
I actually said mac and cheese, but okay. Pizza was a thought.
Mac and cheese is up there, but it's pizza. I love pizza, and if I could do like different types, I like any type of pizza. I don't like fruit, though. I think if you put fruit on a pizza, you're a communist, and you should not live in this country. You shouldn't live in this country. No offense, Cameron. So, Cameron, what is your food?
I'd probably have to go like chicken Alfredo.
Chicken Alfredo, okay. I like chicken Alfredo. I could eat it for the rest of my life, but it's solid. That's good. That's a good question.
Can I change my answer, actually?
No.
Yes, I'm changing it. Sesame chicken.
Chicken Alfredo tonight.
Sesame chicken. Sesame chicken.
Sesame. So, regardless,
from
there's
where?
Gonna be,
it's going to be chicken.
There's going to be chicken involved.
From
any,
where?
Any special place?
Sticks.
Okay, Sticks. All right. All right, so there you go. Before we go, though, would you like to take the mic and defend the hat, Jordan? Okay, please, defend right, that
guys,
hat.
So, I was at school.
This hat is ridiculous, though.
It's extremely cold. Cameron can vouch. It was extremely cold today at school.
Yeah, but you wear that when it's like 9 degrees outside.
This is not true. Thank you. Yeah. Now I came home, went straight to sleep in the car. Like in the car, I went to sleep, and this only had
like you slept in the car on the way home from school, or on the way here.
On the way here, no, like I went to sleep like in the car, like in the passenger side, so I wouldn't be late. So like my mother came like while I was sleeping to drive here.
Oh, whoa.
That's a little confusing. Okay.
So when you got out of school. Before you came here, you went into the car in the passenger seat, went to sleep with that hat on,
yes,
and slept because you didn't want to not make the show.
Yes.
And your mom got in the car and drove you over here. How long did you sleep in your car?
From like what, like 3:40 to like 5:00.
That's unreal.
You slept an hour and a half in the car. Why didn't you just go?
I was still late too.
Yeah, you walked in when I did.
No, you were here. You walked in the room before he did.
So yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So
well, that's
than Jamie.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's just another Jordan, ladies and gentlemen. The Jordan Jackson saga continues here on Chamber Chat. So, are you going to bring it in? Because you know, if you bring the show in, you're off. Go home. Music. Probation.
I will.
Okay. All right.
I believe in you.
Well, there you go. All right. Well, hopefully, I wish we did this video because if you could see this hat, America would definitely agree with me. But Jackson, Nicholas, thank you so much. Thank you for being a part of Chamber Chat. Our go home song is Sweet Caroline by Neil Diamond. I hope you enjoy. And until we meet again, you've been listening to Chamber Chat.
Where it began. I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching.